And when you were born?
I was born in 1902.
Where were you born?
Otter Lake.
And how long have you lived in Shawville?
Well, this is 28 years, eh?
Could you tell us your father's name and what his profession was?
My father's name was Jock LeMay. And he was a farmer and a lumberman.
Could you tell us a little bit about the farm?
The farm, of course, we just had a small farm. And we kept a few cattle and sheep and hogs. Made a living out of that with part-time bush work.
And what did he, like, what kind of work did he do on the bush?
He went to the camp, didn't he?
Well, he bought cuts, you know, bought bush lots and cut them out, sold it.
How long did he work with lumber?
Mostly all his life.
Most of his life?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about the farm that you're operating right now, sir?
The farm that I operate now is, of course...
You could tell her when you bought?
Yeah, I bought it...
In the younger, no?
Was it 28 or 29? The year before we moved.
Yeah.
We bought it the year before we moved here. That had been 29.
Mm-hmm.
29 years ago.
Yeah, not in 29.
No, 29 years ago. That'll be, we moved here in what, in 46?
It was in 40-some.
Yeah. Well, Morris was born.
Well, take 28 off of 73, eh? We're in 73.
I think it was in 45.
Forty-five.
And we've been farming here ever since.
And do you have cattle and what else?
You could tell her how many cows we had when we were farming. We're not now, but...
We used to keep around 12 cows and around 15 head of young cattle.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any pigs?
Yes, we had hogs. It was 1 year. I had about 30 hogs.
Generally, they kept a batch in the spring and a batch in the fall, eh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two batches, the one sell in the spring and one sell in the fall.
And did you slaughter them?
No, sold them alive.
Yeah.
We slaughtered for ourselves.
And did you have any chickens?
Yes, we did.
Yes, hens for... Right. I was the one who looked after the hens.
Did you sell your eggs?
Yes, I sold some. I never kept that many hens, about 50 of them.
And did you ever have any horses?
Yes.
Were they work horses?
They were work horses.
Did you ever have any horses?
Yes.
Were they work horses?
They were work horses.
And did they used to pull the plow or anything?
Oh yeah,
we've done all our work here with them. Plow, disc.
Until the last few years, then you used the tractor.
Yeah, after the tractors came out, well then we used tractors.
Could you give us your mother's maiden name?
Mary Louise Brisbois.
And could you tell us the names of your brothers and sisters?
My brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Yes, there was Adeline, and there was Ellen, and Wilda, and Emery, and Dave, and Sarah, and Hannah.
And where were they born, sir?
The most of them were born in Laura Lake, and there was a few born here in North Carolina.
Can you remember the names of your grandfathers and your grandmothers on both sides?
I couldn't tell you their name on my father's side. My mother's side was Alec Brisbois and Emily, she was a Cherbourg, and Emily Cherbourg.
Come from?
Chirgo.
Could you tell us a little bit about the earliest memories of your church? Like when you went to Sunday school and who your Sunday school teacher was?
Yes, that's back where we lived there. It was our minister, he was a farmer, and he taught in a schoolhouse right close to his place where we went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's he was a school teacher too.
Mm-hmm.
He taught school and he farmed, and that's our beginning there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Baptist people came in and organized things and built a church in the village of Water Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to church there while we were still there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to North Clarendon here. And, we used to go to the Standard Church at Graves Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got married and moved here, we went to the Pentecostal Church.
Could you tell us a little bit about the earliest Pentecostal days?
Well, the earliest that I remember is when we moved into Clarendon here, and we, an odd time, we used to go to Bristol Ridge.
Mm-hmm. And who is the minister there?
The minister there, it was two girls when I first went there. Do you know their name? The minister there, it was two girls when I first went there. Do you know their name?
I forgot them.
Was two girls.
Mm-hmm. Was the congregation very big?
It was a good congregation then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess back then everybody went to church, right? On Sunday?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When you moved out to Shawville, can you remember where the church was and who was the minister?
When we first came to Shawville here, we used to go to the Little Orange Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Went was the minister.
Uh-huh. And
Elizabeth Bridge.
Really? And can you remember anybody from the congregation that would still be living today?
Well, there's H.I. Hobbs and there's Ruby. And the Cones.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mrs. Tippins.
Hmm?
Mrs. Tippins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Mrs. Tippins, yeah. But I'll tell you that, I don't think of any here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The
Yeah.
And how? And how long did you hold the church there? Was it there for a long time before?
Not very long, no, just a couple of years, and then they built this new church. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And who was the minister when you were building the new church?
Mr. Krause.
Mr. Krause?
Yeah.
And, okay, that's good. Could you tell us a little bit about your earliest school memories?
Yes. I told you a while ago there, this little schoolhouse was about a mile away from our place.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the French school there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the English school for 2 years. And that's about all the schooling I got.
Mm-hmm. And did you work on the farm?
I worked in the farm, and I went to lumber camp when I was 14.
What did you do in the lumber camp?
I was a cookie for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in, then worked in the bush, cutting trails.
Mm-hmm. And what were your hours when you were working in the lumber camp?
Oh, they were long hours. We used to haul aboard in the morning at 6 o'clock. Out we go.
Uh-huh.
And we used to walk maybe an hour to go to our work.
Uh-huh.
And it was just about daylight when we'd get in to start to work.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd come in at dark at night.
And how many months per year did you do lumber,
sir?
Uh-huh. Did you lumber all year round, or did you just do it?
I lumbered there for about 5 years steady. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not all year round?
No. Lumber. About 6 months, 7 months at the time.
Uh-huh. And how long did you do that for?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
You remember any little story that sticks out in your mind about the village of Shawville?
Well, not just now. Because we've never been any more than...
Why don't you tell her about the firehouse? About the fire in?
Yes, I remember that. I remember when this we got the electric power here first.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, I remember the 50 years of, what do you call it, reunion or something? Celebration here in Shawville, 50 years ago.
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about that, what you did?
Before that, I don't think there ever was any merry-go-round or at the exhibition, you know, or any... big wheels,
Ferris
wheels, and all these things, you know. But I remember then they all came to Shawville. They all got them to come to Shawville,
yeah.
And of course we never had seen any of that before, and it was a great time. We had a great time.
Were those the only two rides they had?
Oh no, they had more than that. They had I just don't know their name, but there's the other chairs there. That great time. We had a great time.
Were those the only two rides they had?
Oh no, they had more than that. They had, I just don't know their name, but there's the other chair there that swings around.
Oh,
there.
You know what you mean.
Yeah, and old people walking on wires, and people, those acrobats, you know,
yeah.
Somersault. Done that right on the ground there in the front of the grandstand. And they... a lot of things like that, you know, that sure interested us because we've never seen anything like that.
Didn't they jump out of planes in the parachute that time?
Yes, they had a big balloon there, and that was a... It wasn't a plane, it was a balloon.
Oh.
And they had a trench made there, and the balloon was set over that. It was a great big tent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think they made a fire in that, and the smoke, and the it made air, I suppose, and you could see the thing going up, going up, going up, till it was really full. And then he was all harnessed up down below, and everything, and when they let go the rope, it was tied on pickets to the ground, so it wouldn't take off. He let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, it was pretty near out of sight, you couldn't hardly see it. And the lad parachuted, and he came down way over on the other side of the track there on the exhibition ground, right to where the hospital is.
That'd be a big thing then, those things, right?
Oh, it was a big excitement then.
Mm-hmm. And what other activities did they have?
Well, I don't know, remember too much about other things, I think.
Did they have any dances or parades or anything like that?
I don't remember any parades, but I know there was dances.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what kind of a band did they have? Like the violin and stuff like that? Play? The dance?
I did. At the, no, it was just fiddles, you know.
You fiddle?
Yeah, it wasn't an orchestra, it was
uh-huh.
just fiddle.
Was there anybody that made an impression on you when you were a child?
I guess there was a lot of them.
Could you tell us a little bit about some of them? Who they were and what their occupation was or something?
Well, there was quite a few that businessmen, you know, like Jack Argyle. I thought he was, of course, he was a businessman at that time. He was mayor of Shawville, and we thought a lot of him.
Mm-hmm.
And Nellis Hudgens, he was an insurance agent and an awful nice man. I used
mm-hmm.
to I liked him very much. And there was Dougal McCready, a garageman. And I know he's done a lot of good turns to me.
That's good. How long have you lived in this house?
Well, ever since we moved here 28 years ago.
Hmm. And where did you live before you moved here, and for how long?
Before we moved here, we were in North Tyndon, about 11 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't tell you though how long we were there.
That's okay. Who built this house, do you know?
This house was built by Bill Dad.
Bill Dad?
Yeah.
And how long ago would that be?
Well, we're here 28 years ago, and it was 20 years old when we came here, they told us.
28 years old then, eh?
Yeah.
Nice big house. Do you remember anything about Mike Murphy?
I don't remember anything about him. Personally, I heard the story.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the story.
So what did you hear about him?
Well, I heard that he was a gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to go and bother him there somewhere at night.
Yeah.
There was, like a bunch of young people, you know, and
mm-hmm.
he had to reach one attack, I suppose. And I heard that he had it in for Bill Dale, but it was Harry Howes that got it. He was shot. And after that, I think he moved away. They moved away. I don't know if there was anything done to them or not,
uh-huh.
to the gypsies. But I think he warned them that if he went there and bothered them again, that he was going to shoot them. But I heard he had it in for Bill Dale,
yeah.
But Harry Howes got it.
Do you remember the funerals at all?
No.
No?
Oh, no, that was before we came.
Okay. When you were a child, what did you used to do in the summertime for activities?
Well, I tell you, there wasn't too much. We had a nice place to go bathing.
Uh-huh.
And we done a lot of that. We done a lot of fishing. We're very fond of fishing. We done a lot of fishing. And outside of that, it'll be running races, you know. A bunch of get-together and we'd make a mark on the road and we'd run races. See who'd run the fastest or something like that. But outside of that, there was no amusement or anything. We lived in a pretty quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our chores to do. We had the cattle to mine and the barn to clean and stuff like that. And we had about a long piece, about from here to Lenny working there, to go to get water, to carry water.
In the wintertime?
In the wintertime. And we had to sometimes shovel our path to go there.
Mm.
It was drifted, and the snow was very deep in those days.
What other sort of things used to occupy your days when you were growing up?
Well, there was house parties, you know.
Did you do at the house party?
Well, husking corn, or the bunch of us all get around, sit around, we'd see in the kitchen here, and the corn would be in the center, and we used to husk the corn and throw it in the girls' feet or something. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And there were lots of country dancing too, you know, they'd make little parties. Well, every little party, well, there'd be little square dancing.
Did you have those a lot?
Pardon?
Did you have house parties a lot?
Oh yes, there was.
Yeah. Of course, you had house parties.
Yeah.
Were there any hobbies or activities that you did when you were younger that you don't find today?
No, not very much for me, because I followed but near the same.
Mm-hmm. And did you do any traveling before you were 21?
Not too much.
No? Here's a good question. What is the biggest difference between the life today and the life when you were a child?
Well, there's more activity today.
Mm-hmm.
We see more. We have radios, we have televisions, and we are in the city, but near. You can go every week if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was 18 before I went to Ottawa. Took the train, first time I took the train, 18, and to go to Ottawa. And I think there's more today. And yeah. There's better schools and hospitals and things like that we didn't have in those days.
And what do you think about the youth of today? Do you think we're spoiled by not working as hard as you did, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think the young people today are, I know, as far as I'm concerned with my children, I've had lots of help.
Uh-huh.
I don't see no difference as far as that.
Yeah.
No. But I guess the there's different ways that young people amuse themselves today, for different activities. There's no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's whatever the their liking is, see?
Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit more about the fair, sir?
The fair?
Yeah.
Well, all I can say, I never showed anything at the fair, but I always went, and we've always had a good little fair here in Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fair was always attractive here. I don't know why. I know for myself, I just soon go to Shaw Fair, go to Ottawa Fair. I just soon go to Shaw Fair, go to Ottawa Fair.
Okay, what do you think about having the fair on Sunday?
Well, I think this year is the first year we're going to have it on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not for it.
Why is that, sir?
Well, because we have just 6 days. We always had it before Sunday, and we always had a very good crowd and a good fair. And I don't see why they brought in Sunday in it.
Well, don't you think it's the same as having a hockey game or a ball game on Sunday?
Yes, it is. It is the same, but that's another thing, you know, that they could have their hockeys and other games
mm-hmm.
the way they used to have them, through the week or at night or something. I don't think they should have brought in Sunday in it.
Do you think more people should have protested about having a fair on Sunday?
I suppose. But then, the people changed a lot, you know.
I know.
And I wouldn't want to, well, intrude on anybody, like, on whatever they think or say. But at the same time, I'm not for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Mr.